1340 96.5 KVGC, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news for this a Thursday, the 22nd day of February for 2018. Well, the El Dorado National Forest will soon be submitting applications for off-highway vehicle cooperative funding for the upcoming grant cycle. The Forest Service application includes a strong emphasis on trail maintenance and repair, law enforcement across the four ranger districts affected, restoration of impacted areas, planning, and education. Now, in the past, the grants have been used to help clear down trees on over 300 miles of off-highway vehicle routes and also to help fund law enforcement patrols on an additional 900 miles of the native surface roads on the forest. Now, to review the grant application submitted, you can go to the Forest Service website.
And the State Natural Resource Agency still accepting comments on the draft McCollumy River Wild and Scenic Study Report. That report recommends adding 37 miles of the McCollumy to the California Wild and Scenic River System. The report, mandated by the 2015 passage of Assembly Bill 142, authored in part by Assemblymember Frank Bigelow. Now, AB 142 requires the Natural Resource Agency to conduct a study to determine the suitability of sections of the Upper McCollumy River and North Fork McCollumy for inclusion in the state system. Comments are due to the California Natural Resource Agency by February 28th. Copies of the state study available online at resources.ca.gov. A link is also available on the website of the Foothill Conservancy.
Well, February is nationally recognized as Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month. And as this month comes to a close, Operation CARE reminds everyone that teen dating violence takes place year-round. Teen dating violence is defined as the physical, sexual, psychological, or emotional violence within a dating relationship, including stalking. It can occur in person or electronically, and might occur between a current or former dating partner. In light of all of this, addressing teen dating violence proactively becomes an essential aspect of helping the youth in our community to break the cycle of violence. So take some time and talk to your teenagers, even preteens, about this subject. Remember, when one person scares, hurts, or continually puts another person down, that's abuse. For more information on teen dating violence or the services offered by Operation CARE, visit operationcare.org.
Well, firefighters from all across Amador County participated in a training session this past weekend, hosted by the Amador County Fire Training Officers Association. Now, the training focused on vertical ventilation using saws to cut openings in residential and commercial roofs to help remove heat, smoke, and toxic gases from within a structure during a fire. Ventilation can improve the survivability of potential victims, assist firefighters in access, and prevent the threat of flashover. Participating agencies were Amador Fire, Jackson Valley Fire Protection District, City of Ione Fire, Cal Fire, and the Jackson Fire Department.
Well, learn how to prepare your family and home to be ready to handle the various hazards that may come your way. You can do this during the Emergency Preparedness Fair this Saturday, February 24th at the San Andreas Town Hall from 11 to 4. I'm reading this, I'm laughing, because the person that wrote this story says, learn how to prepare your family and how to handle the various hazards that may come your way at the Emergency Preparedness Fair.
Tons of hazards when you're in a family like ours.
But anyway, you can prepare your family and home to handle any various hazard during the Emergency Preparedness Fair. You'll learn how to do that this Saturday from 11 to 4, sponsored by the American Red Cross. There'll be local emergency service providers, a number of informational stations. Learn hands-on CPR as well. You can even learn how to disaster prep for your pets, too. Now, this event, it's free. It's open to the public. It's this Saturday, 11 to 4, San Andreas Town Hall.
Well, February is American Heart Month, and Sir Optimist International of Calaveras County and Mark Twain Medical Center have teamed up to offer free cholesterol tests for women in Calaveras County. Now, testing is available at the Mark Twain Medical Center Lab or the medical centers located in Angels Camp, Arnold, Copperopolis, and Valley Springs. Now, the free tests are offered through the Take It to Heart program. Those wishing to take advantage of the free testing recommended to fast for 12 hours or at least no food after midnight. Proof of Calaveras County residency is required, but no appointment is needed. The free screening program will only run through the end of the month. If you have questions regarding the testing, call the Mark Twain Medical Center Laboratory at 754-2583.
And don't forget, a winter weather advisory now in effect through this evening here in the foothills and the Sierras. We could see a dusting of snow possibly as low as 1,000 feet later on this afternoon. Maybe 1 to 2 inches down to about 2,000 feet, and then up to 8 inches around the Sierra Passes. Now, it is very, very cloudy outside right now. We posted some pictures on our Facebook page that Kathy Vassini along Highway 16 sent us, looking east, west, north, and south. And you can see that the clouds are moving in, and it's pretty dark above the KVGC studios right now. So if this all holds out, we should see rain developing by mid-morning, probably 10, 11 o'clock, and then the possibility of some snow showers mixed in later on in the afternoon. JD?
Yeah, the Iowa Police Department looking for volunteers for its Volunteer Patrol Program. Now, the purpose of the Volunteer Patrol Program is to supplement the effort of paid staff by performing duties that don't require sworn police officers. Now, Volunteer Patrol officers don't possess law enforcement powers. They're not police officers. Now, applicants must live or work within the Ione area, be at least 18 years of age or older, and have not been convicted of a major criminal offense, also be able to pass a background check, and attend the Ione Citizen Police Academy. Now, the Ione Citizen Police Academy is a no-cost, 8-week program to give citizens an overview of the criminal justice system. Now, the program offers those attending an opportunity to consider how police officers perform their duties and how the department serves the community. The program is not designed to prepare students to be police officers or to provide training in the field of law enforcement. Now, the next session will be held tonight. We'll run through April 12th at the Ione City Hall. For more information on the Volunteer Patrol Program or Ione Citizen Police Academy, contact Sergeant Arnold at 274-2456, option 5.
And that's a look at local news on this A Gold Country Thursday morning. From the KVGC Newsroom,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.